here that I had to take with me to hospital when I was about to have a baby. I've got a nappy. I've got a muslin cloth. I've got a very little baby grow. And I've got some cotton wool. Now, to be honest, I didn't really know what I was supposed to do with any of this. So when my baby arrived, I had to ask the nurses to help me with everything. I didn't know how to put on a nappy. I didn't know how to put on a baby grow. I didn't know how to wash their eyes with salted water. Not salted water, cool boiled water. That's the one, not the salt, that'd be a bit cruel. Oops. And I didn't know how to feed the baby and burp the baby. And I really didn't know how to get you to sleep at all. I needed an awful lot of help. But, so I needed the nurses to help me with everything. Girl, I'm going to get you all to sit back with your parents, if that's right. I know that you're with me. Thank you so much. So I didn't really know what I was doing, and the nurses had to help me with everything. But you know what they did? After 3 days, what did the nurses do? The nurses go, bye, you've got to go home now. What? You can help me. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, no, you've got to go home now. So what am I going to do? Well, the great news is that it says in the Bible that children are a gift and a blessing from the Lord. And what the Lord does is he doesn't just give them to us as a gift and then just say, bye. You're going to have a great time. You might have a bit of trouble and you might have some difficulties, but you'll be fine. You can do it by yourself. No, he doesn't say that at all. He says, they're a gift, but I want to help you as you bring them up. I want to be with you during the tough times and the really good times as well. Now, Paddy and Salah, who did they bring today? They brought up Connor and Amelia as well, their other child. And it was Connor's dedication today, wasn't it? And they wanted to say thank you so much to God for the gift of Connor. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he such a special gift? But they also today wanted to stand up and they wanted to commit to bringing up Connor with Jesus' help. The great thing about that is because God knows us better than anybody else will know us. He knows Connor better than any of us, even Paddy and Sal are ever going to know him. And God wants the absolute best for Connor. So he's going to be there right with Paddy and Salah whenever they need any help or guidance and advice. God wants to be right there with him. And you know what? There's no problem too small or too big that they can't ask God about. It might be that Connor's crying during the night and they don't know how to get him to sleep. Well, God wants to hear and God wants to try and help. And maybe when he's a little bit older, maybe Paddy and Salah really want Connor to have some good friends. They can ask God for God's help, and God will hear that prayer because he loves to hear our prayer when we need help and answer it. So isn't that fantastic? Connor is a great gift from God, and God wants to help us as we raise all our children. Now Sarah is going to tell us a bit more about families.
Okay, so I brought some photos with me today, and I think they're going to come up on the screen as well on PowerPoint. But for all you guys sitting down the front, I want you to have a look at these photos. There's one. Okay. And another one. They all have something in common, okay? So after I show you the third one, I want to see if you know what they have in common. You can look at them up there as well if you see them on the screen now. Okay, they all have something that's the same. Does anyone know what it is? Alex, have you spotted it? Well, they do love each other, yeah. They have children. Okay, what is it about the children, though? Look at those pictures really carefully up there. What is it about the children? Yeah? Okay, some of them do. There's something else, though, Isabel. Okay, yeah, you're getting there now. They're all kind of from different countries, aren't they? Yeah? So some of the mums and dads are from one country and the children are from a different country. Do you know what it's called if you have a child maybe that's in your family but who came from a different country? adopted. And they don't even have to be from a different country. It could be from your same country. But these families all have children that are adopted, okay? So, I was reading a book recently about adoption. And adoption's a great thing, okay? And the book was called We Belong Together. And in it, it said that millions of children every year were adopted. And it was talking about adoption. And it was saying things like, I needed a home and you had one to give me. And I needed someone to help me grow big and strong, and you were there to help me. And maybe I needed some love or somebody to love me, and you were there to love me, okay? So these children, they needed a mom and a dad. And the mom and the dad, they really wanted to have children. So they adopted them. And there's this one family I know, okay? And they tried for ages to have a baby. They really wanted a baby, but they couldn't have one. So they were adopted instead. And they had to wait ages. And then finally this little baby boy, he needed a family. And so they were able to adopt him. But you know what? They had to go to court to say that they wanted to have this little baby. And the judge said to them on the day that they got that baby, he said, this is your son from this day on. And you know what? Sometimes he might disappoint you, might do things that disappoint you. Sometimes his behavior might upset you. It might break your heart. But you know what? He's your son now, and he's got your name. And one day he's going to own everything that you have because he's your son, he's part of your family. And that was an amazing story of a little boy who needed a mom and dad. And a mom and dad were there and they were able to adopt him. And you know why I'm telling you about this today is because we can be adopted too. Okay, you all have moms and dads. But did you know that you can be adopted by God? A long time ago in his Bible, okay, in his word, God said that his plan was that we could all be adopted into his family by his son Jesus. Okay, so Jesus was going to come and we were going to be able to get adopted into his family if we believed in Jesus and if we trusted in him, if we wanted him to be our friends. So if you have Jesus as your friend, that means you're part of God's family, and that means that you get an eternal house in heaven. Eternal means forever. So you've got this great house in heaven waiting for you forever. And you've got God who's going to help you to grow. He's going to help you to be strong, to be brave. Anytime you're in trouble, you can pray to God and he'll help you. And he also loves you. You've got God's love. And he loves you more than anyone ever could love you, okay? His love is the best sort of love that you can have. And finally, being adopted also means that all the promises that God wrote about in the Bible, all the promises in there, they're promises for you because you're part of his family. You're his children. So all those promises and those amazing things in his word are for you. And Patty, I think, is going to tell us some more. Or Catherine.
Wow. Brilliant. Okay, so I'm going to tell you about one of those promises now. This is the map I keep in my car. I use it to find out how to get to places. I look up the address. And then I find the route to get from where I am to where I want to go. And you know, sometimes that works out great. I get there straight away. There's no traffic. I'm going to give you to Daddy. There's no traffic.
No, no, no.
There's no traffic. Oh, sweetheart, it's okay. There's no traffic, and I get this straight away. But you know what? Sometimes, do you need to give him some, take him out there maybe just to chill out? Joyce. Sometimes I get there, and there's no trouble at all, and the traffic is great, and I know just where I'm going. But you know, sometimes what happens is I get lost. And sometimes the road I want to take, I'm driving down it, and it's blocked. I can't go the way I want to go. And so then I've got to stop and I've got to ask for directions. Well, do you know what? Sometimes life is a little bit like following a map. Because every day we've got to make choices, don't we? About what we want to do and where we want to go. Sometimes they're really small choices, like, do I really want to get up when the alarm goes off? But most of the time, those choices are a little bit bigger. It might be choices about whether we want to do our homework and whether we want to listen at school and study. It might be about what friends we want to hang out with and what hobbies we want to really practice hard at. And as you get older, sometimes those decisions get a bit bigger. Like, what job we want to train for, or whether we really want to commit to a relationship that we're in. But there's always choices that we need to make. Or when everything's going well, and we know our destination, and we know our route, well, that's great. Life can feel really easy. But the thing is, life isn't always like that, is it? Sometimes our plans don't work out exactly how we thought they would. And that can make us really sad and really upset. And sometimes life can just seem really tough. And we can get a bit confused and feel a bit lost and not really know what we're doing. But the great thing is that God wants to come and be our helper and give us some directions. Because the amazing thing is that God created each and every one of us, and he loves each and every one of us. And do you know what? He has a good plan for every single one of our lives. It's what it says in the Bible. It says, "Do you know I have the good plans for you, declares the Lord. Plans to bless you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." Does God have these amazing plans for our life and want to keep them a secret? Keep them really quiet so no one knows about them. Do you think that's what he wants to do? No, don't be silly. He wants us to find out about them. He wants us to say to him, "What are the plans you have for me? What are those good plans? I want some of them. I want to be on the right track." And he wants us to sit and he wants us to ask him for help. We'll say, "I want to get on the right route. I want to find out those good plans for me. And I want to help, ask for your help so I can see them become a reality." He's just waiting for us to ask. So if today you're sitting here and maybe life isn't just everything that you thought it was going to be, and maybe you're feeling a little bit lost and a little bit confused and you need a bit of help, well, the Lord is just longing for us to ask for some directions from him. He wants to help us and bless us and guide us so that we can discover the wonderful plans that he has for us and bless us. Doesn't that sound fantastic? Yeah, I think that sounds fantastic. So what we're going to do now is we're going to stand up and we're going to sing our final song, and then we're all going to pray for each other. We're going to put our hands on the person next to us and we're going to pray that we would know God's blessing in our lives and the plans that he has for us, those good plans, that he would help them become a reality in our lives. Brilliant. So we want to stand up. We'll ask Sarah to do the last song. That'd be fantastic.
This song is called Free, so feel free to join in and dance and sing as much as you want, but listen to the words, read the words, and we have some actions up here if you want to join in. Okay? So, whenever you're ready, good and loud now.